As businesses begin to reopen across the country, Australia is faced with the momentous task of revitalising the economy. While some world leaders plan on investing in coal and gas energy to restart the economy, others are calling for an economic restructure by investing in renewables. Alice Samidge spoke to ClimateWorks CEO Anna Skarbek about why this post-pandemic period may be the time to be investing in renewables.
Well, before the pandemic, investing in renewables was already a high priority because the urgency of climate science requires us to rapidly reduce emissions by half worldwide this decade. Then when we are coming out of the pandemic, we find that not only has that climate requirement not gone away, but that the types of investment that are needed to accelerate emissions reduction through deploying renewable energy and other technologies that can help reduce emissions are aligned with stimulus objectives because they use readily available equipment, mature technologies that are already invented and that can be rapidly deployed and require local jobs in their installation and delivery. And they also lower operating costs over the long run by reducing energy bills, which will help businesses and households in the recovery from the pandemic.
What are the short-term and long-term economic benefits from investing in renewables now?
So the short-term benefit is in construction, for example, of renewable energy, large-scale solar and rooftop solar and the like, and also a lot of the equipment that's needed to be upgraded to use energy more efficiently, the really important part of reducing emissions that's often overlooked. In the longer term, the benefit is in increasing the resilience of our economy by reducing the risk of future climate change and also reducing long-term energy bills because once large-scale renewable energy is in place, the operating costs of energy are much lower than continuing to burn fossil fuels.
How is investing in a green economy going to boost our economy?
So investing in a green economy creates a number of boosts for our economy. The biggest boost is, in fact, avoiding future climate damage. That's both localised, for example, lung health, which is now much higher priority for many people while we're suffering a pandemic. When we stop burning fossil fuels, air pollution reduces and air quality increases. Those benefits have economic benefits as well as personal and wellbeing benefits. Then there are many other very large-scale economic benefits from avoiding future damage from worsening climate change, from preparation against natural disasters, lower frequency of drought and extreme weather, for example. And so we can open up a range of new industries for Australia by recognising that we will have in the future a competitive advantage worldwide thanks to our abundance of zero emissions electricity. But we do need to build the infrastructure to be able to harness that and to transition our workforce, some of whom are still employed, of course, in producing fossil fuel energy. And we'll need to support those workers in those industries to transition to be able to produce other forms of energy.
What are the first steps we should be taking coming out of this pandemic to kickstart a green economy?
There are many steps we can take to kickstart a green economy. Indeed, our research at ClimateWorks shows that there are technologies that can and should be installed that are zero emissions options in every sector now in our economy: buildings, electricity, industry, transport, agriculture, for example. So as consumers or businesses or governments, one of the first steps is to be proactive about choosing the zero emissions technology solution at every possible opportunity. And with the opportunity of stimulus pandemic type responses where governments are wanting to accelerate investment, then prioritising equipment and technologies that accelerate the usage of zero emissions solutions gives us that double benefit of bringing down future energy costs, of protecting Australia against further physical impacts from climate change, and helping to foster the establishment of new industries and supply chains in the delivery of those zero emissions technologies.
Anna Skarbek, CEO of ClimateWorks Australia, ending that report by Alice Savage.